Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I, 10 out of 10 times, if we're looking at that same thing, you know, I think I'd still try to work that timing of hitting that that spot. And I think the linebacker made a great play on that.
Tell me how you feel about it now, child.
All right, Dad. When I was young, my daddy turned on the TV.
Uh-huh. That's what my daddy did to me.
And there it began when he said, girl, listen to me.
Oh, this is sounding way too familiar.
Then there's the fans, the team in orange and blue. They never win.
That's still true.
But love them just like I love you.
Oh, man, sounds like it's happening all over again.
Daddy made me love the Dolphins. I'm sorry, did that. Really messed you up.
But it's my lot to love the Dolphins, although don't expect no rain. Daddy made me love the Dolphins. I hope you're still hanging with me. It's my lot to love the Dolphins, although. They make me cry.
A lot of crying. A lot of crying. All right. We say on that behalf, again, my brother-in-law and my nephew, thank you for the great work many, many years ago. Always appreciate that. Don't like playing it, but kind of where we are, man. Hey, great effort last night. I heard that. Oh, my gosh. We're getting better. We're getting better. We're still losing. We're 0-3. That's not the goal. The goal is not, hey, we only lost by 10 and we messed up a couple plays. Maybe we could have won. Well, looked like a lot of the same stuff. You just heard the two plays, Zach Sealer's play on an all-out hustle play up the middle, and it clearly hit him. And they go down and score. Go ahead, touchdown at that point, 28-21. And then Tua has got a chance. Great field position down right at, about the 20-yard line. And throws a pick. And I got to tell you, Tua, maybe you go back and look at it. I don't know if I throw that again if I was you or not. I mean, I'm not so sure I would throw that. And I got a lot of Tua in the show today. His numbers were okay. I thought Mike's game plan, and the more I watched Tua, I realized Mike's game plan was really good. I'll explain. We can't throw the ball down the field. I don't know what happened to Tua. He threw another one of those whatever that thing is down the middle between two guys and came up. I don't know, looked more like a short punt than it did a pass. Missed some throws on deeper routes down the side. I thought Waddle and Tyreek Hill. I thought Tyreek Hill was really good. I mean, he can't throw it to himself. Had another ball that was thrown too far outside and too late because didn't have any zip on it because he doesn't have any zip to throw on it. And it's a problem. Everybody's covering, you know, wondering. I come in here this morning. I just got off the plane and was able to get in here. And I wouldn't have missed this show for all the money in the world. Tua, 22 of 34, 146 yards. Yeah. 22 completions, 146 yards, because everything we have to throw is short. And I give our guys credit. They actually caught some short passes, and Tyreek Hill, great effort, and Waddle getting separation, both of them, to move the chains. Didn't have big numbers, didn't have Waddle, Tyreek Hill numbers that we're used to a couple years ago, 5 for 39 and 5 for 49 with some first downs in there. And you're going, Joe, geez, Tyreek Hill, fast man of football, less than 10 yards a catch. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, man, all he can do is run his routes. Ran some great routes. Waddle ran some great routes as well. And sometimes if things look a little shaky up front, he can't get him the ball. He just can't do it. I don't know what's going on. I could have sworn a couple years ago when he was throwing deep passes and getting them out in front where Tyreek could run under him. I don't know. I don't see those kind of throws anymore. Now, listen, you can blame the O-line if you want a little bit. I didn't think they were that bad. Hell, they actually ran the ball 130 times. I think a lot of people been asking for to see more of Ollie Gordon II, and we got it. I really like Mike's play calling last night. I did. I know it, we can dogpile on Mike for a lot of things that drive you nuts, but I thought he's creative. And again, they got all the weapons. They got guys that can run on the outside. They're still good. They got Achan. Don't always like the way they get Achan the ball on constant swing passes, because sometimes they get blown up for losses. If blocking's not real good out in front, or he's got to always break a tackle, which he breaks a lot of tackles one-on-one on the outside. But this goes back to you can't use your whole – now, some of it's the offensive line. Don't get me wrong. Some of it. But anybody that's just a cop-out, if you just come out and say, it's the offensive line, it's not Tua, then you're not watching the game. I don't know if he's beaten up from everything. I don't know what's going through the brain. He just doesn't have it. He just doesn't have it down the field. And I just figured out Mike's not going to make him throw stuff that he just can't do. And I think Mike's learning this thing that we just started talking about, like on deep throws, they might be short, so get ready to come back. It's kind of like years ago, they go, well, I'm going to throw it to the outside shoulder on the side. If you're well covered, it doesn't matter. I'm going to have to throw the ball, and everybody's doing that. So I don't know if that's going to be a new thing where the quarterbacks, you know, go to throw it to a guy 50, 40, or 50 yards down the field and going to come up 10 yards short or not, or it kind of flutters the way that thing did last night. Somebody would have had a shotgun. They would have had a nice dinner for that pass down the middle. And I just realized – Chris must know. Mike must know. Tua can't make all the throws you need to make for what the weapons you have. You got too much horsepower for that guy to drive. He can't drive the car. It's got too much horsepower. He can't handle it. Can't handle it. I know everybody, you know, Tua this and Tua that. Tua's our guy. Tua buying Tua jerseys. Not. I watched it. You're going against the guy, and I know I'm comparing it to the guy he's playing against last night, who didn't have his greatest game, but it was damn good and fun to watch. Watch him zip it around, take off, penalty against him, runs up the middle, comes up about a yard short, what, on a first or second down after a penalty, and just runs up the middle and slides with that broken nose, although he did take a couple of big hits. Hey, there were a lot of guys played pretty good games last night. There were. There was a lot of guys had some good games. And we'll talk about those guys a little bit, because they did by far play their best game. And they had a chance to either tie it or win it. By the way, we've said that about three or four times in the last 4 or 5 years up there, because we lost on a 61-yard field goal last year. But coulda, woulda, shoulda, man. This thing's not about – This is not some small school getting a big check and they're coming in to play the big boys in college football and they get a $1 million check and they lose by 10 and they go, hey, we were supposed to lose by 30. We feel pretty good. Let's head home. This is the NFL, man. This is the NFL. Now there's reports that our owner is going to give this thing time and could be turning around and all those things, and saw guys before the game, and boy, there was happy, happy, joy out there. The bonding before the game, and some of our front office guys, you would have thought, man, they're all getting ready to go to a birthday party. So anyway, I don't think I'm kind of pissed. I hope they're a little pissed because if we think losing by 10 to Buffalo is that, hey, we didn't get blown out, covered the spread.
I just don't think they can play any better, Joe. Like, I don't have anything bad to say about them this morning. I think that's as good as they can play as a team, from the coaching to the on the field stuff. Like, I don't know that they are capable of doing any better.
Well,
they had a great game plan. I also thought Buffalo seemed to kind of have the game in cruise control, right? Like, they were, that Buffalo didn't approach that game like they were playing a Ravens or something out there. They felt a little bit in cruise control in that game, like they just were doing just enough to kind of win the game.
Well, they had a game plan to run it and throw short passes.
Yeah, I mean,
just
they weren't going
just like
it,
the last two teams.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, I swear, didn't it feel like they all copied each other's game plans?
Yeah, but I just don't feel like the Dolphins can play any better as a team. I thought they did just about as much as they could. I don't want to blame Zach Sealer, by the way, today, because they would have gotten the ball, what, the 2-yard line? There's no guarantee they march down and score. So, like, again, it's hard to just blame him. You want to blame? So again, you had the ball at the end late, and this guy does what he does.
So listen,
and I don't want to hear these excuses for the interception, like that soundbite we're playing. Everything's like an excuse.
Yes.
You know, the guy made a great play. The guy didn't make a great play. You threw it right to him.
Yes. Yes. He cut right in front of it.
I mean, come
and it
on,
wasn't
man.
Like he made some diving one-handed catch. I agree. I think we're all rolling our eyes when we heard that last night. So here's the deal. You're right, Woody.
You believe they can play it? I just don't think. I think that was it. That was the best shot they have to give.
If Tua wants to act, he's getting the money of a franchise quarterback. But if you want to act like one a little bit, you finish those games off and you go, I'm going to go down and Mike's going to have to make a decision whether we kick the extra point or we go for two. But it's not going to be because of me. I'm going to take the team down. He's had a chance now 3 times in the last 2 games. 3 times to go down and do it. And I'm sick of anybody out there wants to blame everybody else, from Mike's play calling. And I just realized last night it hit me, because Tyreek and Jalen actually played their ass off. I don't know how much. Did they show a lot of isolations on some of the stuff?
They did. No, Joe, like those guys.
I hope they said good things about them, because those two, they were all in. They took themselves out a couple times after getting banged up and came right back in. And I know, you know, people, old schoolers, wish they would stay in the game all the time. But look at, man, you're a franchise quarterback. I don't want to hear about some guy came free and you had to throw around a guy. I watched Josh Allen throw around guys. He threw a sidearm. He was throwing them sidearm. He was doing those Mahomes flips last night. Like he's got to finish the frigging game. Let's stop making excuses for Tua.
I thought the offensive line played well last night.
I didn't think
they gave him more than enough time to throw the ball.
They did take Keon out, by the way, which I think a lot of people are wondering why that didn't happen before the game. I don't know if he got injured or not, but so anyway, there was
seemed to hold up though, didn't it? I mean, I didn't see Tua taking a ton of shots back there.
He was
scrambling a little bit.
Actually were able to, like I said, run the ball.
Yeah.
You know, and I was glad to see finally. You know, it's so funny when I hear fans screaming and the media screaming about something, and then it happens. And that seems to happen a lot on this team. In fairness to our media guys, who some of you might not like, and you may have guys you like or not, but we've all been on this Ollie Gordon, like you can't just run Achan and play Achan and throw it to Achan, and who got a bunch of targets last night, and run to Achan. And listen, he is special. He is a really good player. But the big back and the way they complement each other last night, running hard right up the middle. People, we've been screaming about that. Now, we got other problems, but it's good to see that one last night. And he got some carries. We saw him get carries. Now, I don't know what he did differently, like last night, to go, hey, you know, our media and our fan base might be onto something about me, you know. I mean, everybody's watching it, you know. I always say, man, people, you know, they can see with their own eyes, like, hey, why? Well, we didn't have enough snaps. They made it a point. Mike made it a point last night to make sure the rookie got snaps. They ran the ball 25 times. And then again, this game plan, this past game looked a little bit like last year. It did. And I don't want to hear about too deep. The only thing I want to hear about that starts with a T is not too deep. I want to hear too, because that's the problem.
You got to take that out of the game plan right now, though, right? I mean, he, for whatever reason, like he threw that one up again last night to Tyreek. Those things are just wobbling.
I said it three times this morning.
Yeah, those things are ugly. But, hey, man, look, the bottom line is you had a chance at the end of that game. Would you have 3 minutes left? You're on their 20?
Yes.
Like, that's all you can hope for in a game like that. They were massive underdogs that game.
You got all the time. Yeah, you got
all you could ask for last night.
Tied 14-14. You go in there. And by the way, they were on their way to scoring the first three possessions before field goal kicker missed a short one for them. But, hey, I give Dolphins credit. They came back and scored and tied it up. But, again, this thing's not about – I know there's still 14 games left. I understand that. There's still 14 games left, but you're still 0-3. And you can go, wow, we're getting better. We're going to clean it up. We're playing hard, and there's a lot of good things. One thing I'm going to tell you, one thing I'm concerned with is this Tua thing. I don't think he throws the ball. So here's the frustrating thing. For some reason, I keep thinking about the Washington Redskins game. And then a couple other games pop up where he's throwing it all over the field Commanders. And throwing it. Commanders. And he's throwing it down the field. And then, like, his throws don't even look close to how he used to throw it. Like, and his arm was never the strongest in the NFL. And
he looks like he's taking a step back. And I, people are saying that too, like something, I don't know what's up, Joe, but yeah, it does.
I don't know either, but listen, man, you're playing the most important position, arguably in sports. You got paid to play it at a high level and you're not doing it and physically, I don't know if you can.
Regardless though, throw all that stuff out the window right now. Cause it doesn't even matter. It's like, you got the ball at the 20, you're driving up the field and you make that massive mistake right on cue, man.
Right, that, by the way, that throw has nothing to do with arm strength. I agree. More of my frustration, another one might not have bothered you last night, but Tyreek catches a ball, but he couldn't get his foot down. And he turned that guy around. That guy's so scared he's going to run by him. That guy took off three steps ahead of him like they're racing. And you tell that little guy, the little buddy, he goes, well, you're a lot faster. And he goes, well, just take off and run, and I'll try to catch in. We'll race.
There were a few on the sideline where he seemed to just miss guys. And Herb Street did a nice job kind of breaking it down about his mechanics and, you know, all that stuff. But
I don't know about mechanics, but he is on a different page. Like, hey, and this is what happens when you can't, you know, throw it the way you need to, that it's all over, man. And again, Tyreek has been a target for a lot of things. But not last night, man. Anyway, we got to go to break. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. As I don't want to take away from that big game tomorrow. I may call it my therapy game. Canes and Gators tomorrow night. College game day on campus tomorrow. Probably in town right now. Herbie, man. Herbie jumped from Buffalo. Got on a private plane and
he said he was flying in this morning. He had meetings at 9 a.m.
Yeah. So he'll be not a bad flight. 220, 230.
I think he's got his own plane, too.
Yeah, I think he does, I'm guessing.
Definitely not a bad flight.
I'm guessing. He could either be on the corporate somewhere between the Amazon plane, and which probably a nice jet, to the ESPN jet, and that's probably not a bad one either. Or, you know what? The money he's making, he could just jump on his own right now. Charter a special one. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff going on this morning, and that team up there is damn good. And that offensive line they have, Woody, is it the best offensive line in football? Could be. They same guys, back of the jerseys every game. Just then they bring in an extra guy from time to time. Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and Low T. You know what it is today. It's Friday. I know what it is for me. I'm going over to Atlantic Men's Clinic and get everything done for my ED and low T that I had 14 or 15 months ago. It's gone. I didn't believe it either, man. I was like, I didn't quite get all this stuff. And, you know, I've been hearing about low T for a long time. And, you know, I've tried to get rid of it before. But then I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I had everything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect the ball. I wish I could, I think the quarterback has to be responsible for it. However, I wish I could just, put it on him, but it's a tough job to do when there's someone in your face. We need, everybody needs to do better. And we can't, you know, if you got to ditch the ball to the flat, in moments like that. And that's what we have to learn from.
Yeah, it's all right, man. If you see somebody do something wrong, you know, don't worry about hurting anybody's feelings, man. It's okay. It's okay. Somebody makes a mistake. We don't have to worry about sensitivity anymore. That crap's out the door. That's done, okay? I don't hear about Brian Flores. It's not nice, okay? Mike, you're not that. I understand that. You can say stuff. When you see something you don't like, it's okay to let it rip a little bit here as we're now 0-3 on the season. And listen, they got a bunch of winnable games coming up here. Chargers come to town. They're playing really well. I don't know where they'll be when they get here, but you got to play overall better. Got off to a great start. I'll tell you what, I had all those keys. Fast start, got it. That was nice to see. By the way, got the ball. Not only did you get the ball, but you get a 53-yard return to start the game. That puts you in good field position. That's a nice feeling when you go out there as an offense and you go, wow, we're on the Bills' side of the ball here. We're on the right side of the 50 here, man. I like that. And you go down and you score. And get a little confidence. Now, they came back and should have been up 10, but they miss a field goal. You guys score, make it 14-14 at the half. Good stuff. A lot of good stuff going on there. Had some three and outs, but that's okay. You're going to have some of those. Kept going. So, here's the deal. Waddle, Tyreek Hill, Achan, and I'm real close to throwing Malik Washington in there too. As clearly your fourth best playmaker right now. And now a power back. Skill position minus the old tight end position is pretty good. Pretty good. Not using the tight end position at all. Two catches for the two guys last night again. But you got good weapons. And they did for what they were asked to do. The problem is, a few years ago, in back-to-back years, with Waddle and Hill, they put up stupid numbers. I believe Waddle led the league in yards per catch. Didn't get as many targets, and you have Tyreek going over 1,700 yards, 2 years, almost 1,800 to one. I think one yard short. So you get that, and you've seen how explosive – they can still do it. Hell, they run better routes now than they did 2 years ago. Those guys, man, I don't know how much they isolated them on TV last night. Those guys look great running routes. So the way they were used with all the short stuff last night, did a good job of catching the ball a few times. Tyreek caught a couple short of a first down and just with his quickness and speed, just outran everybody to pick up 4 or 5 yards and get the first down. Came across, so his quarterback sat down and gave him somebody to throw to when he got flushed out of the pocket. So I thought Tyreek, and Tyreek could easily had a 100-yard game last night. Close to it. One ball's thrown down the field, and it drifts him out of bounds. Second week in a row that's happened where he's caught it, but I guess he was in bounds two weeks ago, and we didn't challenge it. But the point is, You know, and again, these passes take forever to get there. Ever. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on, but I got to tell you, if you got a franchise quarterback, whether you got a guy in your face, whether they're blitzing, whether there's three guys coming, you have been around this offense long enough. And with your weapons you have, there's no excuses. You need to know, and you got to score. You've now had the ball three times with a chance to tie or win a game. And you've thrown two picks, and you've been sacked twice. Not last night. But that can't happen. You're getting paid. You're getting paid to be in the VIP club. You're not playing like you should be at that club. Still need to go to the clubs I'm going to. Still going to some of those clubs out west. But, hey, man, I'm sorry. You took the money. You wanted the money. I'm glad you got it, but you gotta play like it. And we just got to stop blaming everybody else, man. Even if you are the biggest Tua fan in the world, at some point you have to say, you know what? You can still like him a lot. You can. That's somebody try to like, well, it wasn't his fault last night. You know, he got a guy in his face. Listen, man, there's always going to be somebody. Somebody's always going to be there. Even last night, our pass rush, Josh had to float around a few times. Hell, he got sacked a couple of times last night. So I
the Dolphins defense did a heck of a job, especially settling into that game.
Well, they made some good adjusts second half because I got to tell you, it looked like at halftime they're going to run for about they're going to run like they did against the Jets.
I thought they did a very good job again, considering the circumstances, right? But the fact that you had the ball, 3 minutes left, down seven,
and
they're 20,
and the defense did that for you last week
when they
needed it.
Nobody thought they'd be in that position.
But I got to say this: and you're playing against number one offense last night, and a lot of you probably thought they're going to end up in at least the 30s like they did. But the defense got some problems too. I mean, they three games now, no takeaways. Some people call them turnovers, but no takeaways, as in no fumble recoveries that you create on your own, stripping the ball or a big hit on a guy or interceptions. And we're not getting them. Tip balls, getting your hand on it, tipping it up in the air where other guys can. And it's just, hasn't happened here in the first three games. So, you know, that's a problem. And then we go down and we've had some costly mistakes. And Lefty is responsible for all of them. All of them to this point.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's lazy to blame Zach Sealer too. Like a lot of, you know, we have people fighting on the video stream and, you know, whose fault was it last night, right? You can't blame Zach Sealer. I know that play sucked, and everything.
Well, listen,
look, they still have to score.
You got Zach. That's number one. You got Zach. Zach. He made a mistake.
Yeah,
he did. He ran into the guy. It wasn't a bad call. He ran into the guy.
It wasn't. I don't know why he's
the guy,
going barreling in there, Joe. Like that's probably a conversation for another time.
They tried. They had a block on.
I know, but
you asked me.
Well, Herbstreit made a good point on the thing. He's like, that guy can't stop. He's just too big.
So that's the other thing. He got going. He lunged out way too early.
Yeah, it's just probably not
tell.
A great idea to have.
Zach hasn't been in that situation a lot. But but listen, man, he made a mistake. He owned up to it.
You still had to score, though, right? Regardless of what happened, the game was tied at that point. You still would have had to have scored. So the Dolphins would have gotten the ball, what, the 2 yard line off of that punt?
Yeah, guy actually.
So
great punt.
Like, again, to blame Zach Sealer is kind of lazy this morning. You had the ball with a chance to tie the game or win it at the end. That's all you can ask for in a game like that.
Yeah.
And your guy does what he always does. He shrinks in those moments.
He got it down to the 20 again. And listen, I understand the field. You know, you've heard this before. Smaller turf to work in as you get closer to the end zone can be a lot more difficult. But, you know, this guy's been around. And,
that was a disastrously bad interception, Joe.
But I got to tell you, he is, again, I can't tell you enough. We have a lot of weapons. I'm not saying they're 6'6 guys or 6'4 guys. We got a lot of guys. And by the way, our number one weapon's probably the way Mike used them, probably Achan right now, right? Got his 12 carries for 62 yards last night. Also got a bunch of targets, didn't, you know, have a lot of yards with his catches last night because we keep throwing that swing pass to him. But, yeah, they're using Achan a lot. And then Malik Washington, you see him getting better and better. And he's, you know, love the creative play, by the way, the catch to Malik underneath. And then he threw it out wide to Achan. Came a little short, of the first down, but got you into fourth and short. But you're going to be in a lot of these tight ball games. I can just, right, doesn't it feel like, minus the Indy game, which was over a lot earlier than the last 5 minutes of the game, but you got to, guys got to make plays at the end of the game. And it starts, we're going to start this every day. They're doing this in every city too, man. It's not just here. Quarterback's not playing well. And now we're going this game, and I think Mike just realizes this is what Tua does best. So I think that's some of it. Now, Mike's never going to say that. He's going, oh, no, you know, it's protection, and it's, you know, it's what I like. And no, it's not. It wasn't what you like for 2 years in a row. It was one big play after the other. So anyway, we've got a lot more stuff to get. Gosh, Woody, man, I'm getting super late here. This is not acceptable here at the
Never show. Interrupt a rant after a loss.
No. We got.
I won't interrupt your train of thought here.
Well, I will tell you, man. It's gonna be a loud and proud crowd there of Gator fans and Canes fans tomorrow night at Hard Rock. And College Game Day is gonna kick it off in the morning. I can't wait to get up at 9 a.m. Well, I'll be up a lot earlier now, but I'll be jacked up on coffee to watch those guys. I love that show, and I love it even more because we don't get it here a lot, and when we do, it's fun. It means something. The ESPN's done a great job with that. The guys they've added to me have just made it. I know they lost Corso, but what they've added has been, it's a home run. Saban and McAfee. Yeah, Saban's great for that show. And looks like he's enjoying it. It looks like he lets his hair down a little bit. Not a lot, a little bit. Has some fun. I think McAfee cracks him up when he starts cursing and stuff. And then the other guys that have been there for a long time. It's just it's a great show. Things they do and fun, and colleges love having it, and we get it, man. We get it. Tell you what else we get. Air around the clock, air conditioning and plumbing. Well, I just want to let you know, it will happen. It happens to everybody. You know that living down here. You are going to have air conditioning problems, and when you do, like I have for 30 years now, I go to Air Around the Clock, air conditioning and plumbing. Used to be Big Daddy Lenny, who I was hanging around with. We lost him a couple years ago, but Eric's taken over, and things have just gotten bigger. They've gotten better. 135 trucks on the road, 7 days a week. On top of all of that, 37 years in the business. I mean, you just can't say enough about great service and licensed, experienced plumbers, lots of them. Again, in trucks, working 7 days a week for you. We have a warehouse full of all different size air conditioning units and water heaters. That's what our warehouse, and I mean a big warehouse full of them. So when you have a problem, you know, part of great service is you want one like yesterday, we can deliver same day as always. Our goal every day is same day installation. We have financing plans to help you out. Still family owned and operated. Eric, Mike, Chippy, and the boys over there, they're getting older, but they're still going strong, man. Yeah, the old boys are getting a little bit older. Told them to stop smoking, Chippy. Stop smoking, man. You don't need to. I want to let you know, though, next time you have a problem, just go to 1-888-349-8922. You've seen the billboards. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But here we got a big event coming up tonight that we want to let people know about.
What do you
this
have?
This is fun, man. All right. If you're hurting a little bit after a Dolphins loss last night.
Need a little sleep, yeah.
Celsius is going to host a special collab here celebrating the Florida Panthers, their back-to-back Stanley Cup wins. It's a huge historic moment for South Florida sports. Again, this is tonight at 6 o'clock. We're going to have a fun-filled evening with live DJs, free T-shirt giveaways, a mocktail hour, and a raffle for a signed Panthers jersey. This is all going down at the Wharf in Fort Lauderdale. And, Joe, how about this special guest? Listen to this one. Don't miss a photo op and meet and greet with Sasha Barkov.
Come on.
And A.J. Greer. The Panthers dancers will be there. They're going to be out there hanging as
Barkov,
well.
Those guys are different, man. That's amazing. Barkov's going to be there.
Yeah, so this is, again, at the Wharf in Fort Lauderdale, 20 West Las Olas Boulevard. So everyone knows the Wharf out there. But this is big, man. Go out there and meet Alexander Barkov tonight.
Greer, that's good stuff. No,
yeah,
man.
If you're looking for something to do, there you go.
And giveaways.
DJ's free T-shirts, raffle for a signed Panthers jersey.
All starts at what time again tonight, Woody?
6 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Get a little happy hour action.
Listen,
in there, right?
Friday, 6 o'clock. Are you kidding me? That's going to be wild. That's going to be fantastic.
And today is it's a big Celsius day, Joe. When you're up late,
by the way,
watching the Dolphins, it's a Celsius day.
I started drinking Celsius too, man. It's funny. Just giving coffee a little bit of a break here, and
you and me both, man.
And we got all those Celsius flavors, and they're good. More you drink them, better they are. It's pretty damn good. All right,
and you can also, by the way, you can go to eventbrite.com, and they have the information on this. You can RSVP here in advance. It looks like so. And that is tonight, 6 o'clock at the Wharf in Fort Lauderdale. Big Panther party going on.
So we've got back-to-back Stanley Cup champions jumping back in action. We got a huge football game.
And I don't know if you saw this, by the way. Did you see who the guest picker is for game day?
It's got to be Matthew Tkachuk.
There you go. Yeah.
Got to be.
They say he's the first hockey player ever.
By the way, how about Matthew Tkachuk, to be honest?
Guy's a star, huh?
I'm going to say something. Matthew Tkachuk's a face of sports down here.
Oh, God. I guess you're right.
Matthew Tkachuk.
Yeah.
We're talking about on the bus last night. Oh, they were talking about this last night.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the game and the Gator thing going back and forth. I got Nat Moore there, who's like president of the Gators. You know, he was a Gator. And he was talking. We were all talking. And we were trying to figure out who do you think they're going to have. You know, that Heisman Trophy guys. They got all those great players.
Tkachuk's a good choice, though.
Matthew Tkachuk, man.
I'm guessing with him and McAfee, those two chopping it up.
Oh,
together,
he goes on that show a lot. So that's
that'll be fun.
So anyway, yeah, man. I'm like, hey, that guy, see him on NBA stuff now. And
but you're right, though, by the way, as far as face of this town, because the Dolphins, I just don't think have anyone that can represent. And I know, again, you were calling the game, so you didn't see this. I don't know how necessary this was, but they singled out Tyreek Hill. They put him on the screen, and they had the sideline reporter start documenting and, you know, going over all the stuff that he was dealing with. I have no idea.
I didn't see it, but why?
They went on and on about the domestic violence. It's not the first time, all this. It's like, do you have to do that during the game?
Yeah. All right. So anyway.
But, yeah, they did that. I don't know. I was kind of
turned off. Whatever. Look, he's, you know. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with that thing, but they got more problems than that. And Tua was not the problem last night. Or excuse me, Tyreek was not the problem. Wrong T. Tyreek was not the problem. Hey man, this thing is we got a lot of guys need to play better. Fairness to him, rolled out, kept the third down play alive. He made a couple nice third down plays on a drive they scored on, and I think they're 8 for 10 at first. He gets a lot of credit for that. He ran for a first down, slid, got the 7 or 8 yards he needed, and slid down. Great play, smart play, you like. But all that really matters is, man, what makes guys special in the franchise club of 50 plus million a year, I might as well just cut right to it. You got to finish games, man. And you've had 2 weeks to finish games, and you're not finishing. And I can sit here and blame the offense line and blame his receivers and blame his coach for the calls. I've seen him throw now 2 weeks in a row, try to throw one down the middle of the field. And it has been one of the ugliest things I've ever seen. All right, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up here. A lot more stuff to get to here as we continue on. Do want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Yeah, I like talking about it. Talk about it all the time. People, I say, come up to me, guys. Don't be afraid, man. It's okay. I had ED and low T. It's all right. It's normal. It's going to happen to every dude out there. Every guy, black, white, brown, yellow, doesn't matter. You will get it someday. Everybody. Some guys, it happens. I got guys where I go in their 40s. I asked him one day, I go, man, that guy's young. She goes, yeah, he's 40. 40. Dealing with it. Yeah. And low T and ED, man, it happened. Usually low T comes first. Tired all the time. Just their energy level is shot there for a while. You think, yeah, I need a physical. And they tell you, nothing's wrong. All your numbers are great. And then your sex drive's gone. Yeah. I call them first cousins that you just don't want to see, man, because when that ED kicks in, that's a whole different problem. Friday night, in the mood. Little bedroom action, all excited. Nothing happens, man. Not to scare the kids away this morning, but boy, if you're going through it, there's a way to knock it out and knock it out quickly. Atlantic Men's Clinic, schedule a consultation, set up that first appointment. You get your T, your PSA test, get all that stuff done. You meet with their professionals. You tell them what's going on, and they're going to tell you how they can fix it. And they're going to put you on a special program for you. And you're going to get great results quickly because I did 14, 15 months ago. They have 6 locations, now 7 in Hollywood. A brand new one in Hollywood is open. So we got one close to you. Call them today, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. It works.
Sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.